gang.
Woohoo!
Yay!
Hello, hello, hello.
Welcome to Two Black Girls, One Rose.
Where two black-ass girls invade the whitest show on earth.
The Bachelor.
I'm Natasha.
And I'm Justine.
And we just watched the most boring hometown episodes ever.
Ever, yeah.
Oh my gosh.
This is usually where I join into The Bachelor. Is the hometown episode.
Okay.
This was by far the wackest episode.
Yeah. Just all four families boring, so. And like, just go into, are we going into initial thoughts? Not yet?
No, not yet.
All right, so I'll get there.
Yes, I'll get there. But before we get to the program, we just want to remind you guys that we love reading your reviews and your emails. They're all so nice and they're really encouraging and just encourages us that our voice was missing in this space and now belongs in this space.
Yeah.
So if you listen to us every week, please subscribe, rate, and review. We really appreciate it.
We really appreciate it, guys. Please leave a 5-star rating because we deserve them. I mean.
Okay. All right.
And more importantly, the reviews. I love reading the reviews.
Me too.
They're very encouraging. There's clearly a lot of women of color out there that watch the show who are just, thank you so much, guys, for this. Like, we really needed this. And a lot of non-women of color as well who are like, thanks for this perspective. This is pretty dope.
Yeah.
So if you're listening to us every week, take 3 seconds to write a little something for us.
Yeah.
Really, really appreciate it.
We love it. And going into that, we're going to go into our church announcements for the week.
Church announcements, y'all. Yay. What about your programs?
Yay! So we have 2 emails this week, 2 new ones. One from Ottawa. Ajua?
I'm saying that white. What?
I said, I hope I'm saying that white. Anyway, Ajua, I'm so sorry.
You said, oh, what?
So, Ajua has no black friends who watch. Again, she is someone who's joining our community of people who just watch the show and roast the fuck out of these people. And so, we love that you're watching, Ajua, and we are your friends in your head.
Yay!
So, keep listening.
Woohoo!
And then Maddie.
Maddie.
Where do you go from Maddie?
from Ajua to Maddie.
Yes! You
can see the widespread of our listeners here.
Our segmentation. She had an email where she was just really encouraging, very nice, so thank you, Maddie. She also had some tea to spill about one of the contestants for Ari's season.
So, Becky of the month.
Becky of the month. About to be Becky of the season.
Becky
Lord
of
have
the,
mercy.
Of the year. Word on the street is homegirl was engaged not once, but twice before Ari. So, according to an ABC executive who did an interview with another Bachelor podcast, he dropped the news that she was engaged previously to Chris Crane, who was like a hockey player of some sort.
Yeah.
And then apparently, I think Reality Steve found out that she was also engaged a second time and revealed that it was her high school sweetheart.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. Damn, Lauren.
Lauren just...
out here securing the bag for multiple niggas.
Multiple niggas.
Wow.
Like, that is just a lot of people to think that that is going to be your one.
Right. Now, this is the third time, girl?
The third time that you said, this is my person.
Wow.
That's a red flag. Hello. Yeah.
And she's 25, so she's kind of, like,
oh,
young to be
shit.
Thinking that.
She's 25 and
been
engaged 3 times.
Because
you're too damn young to be knowing who your person is. You decide 3 times, this is who I want. Oh, no, this one. Oh, no, that one. So each time, she was in, like, a different phase of life.
Mm-hmm.
And this was the guy that she thought at that time would be the one for her.
Yeah.
Ari's just the third. She's at another stage at the age of 25, and this is the one that she today
fits,
thinks.
Yeah,
for
this stage.
The one. All right.
Okay, Lauren.
I already know how I feel about her. So.
I know. Mm-mm. And then also just letting you guys know, as a quick note, we have bonus episodes up from last week and for this week for Bachelor Winter Games.
Yes. Are y'all watching Winter Games?
Yeah. Are you?
Come on.
Because it's a nice juicy side piece, basically, from this damn season.
That's for sure.
Oof.
So go ahead and watch that. Listen to the bonus episodes, y'all. All right. Well, y'all know what time it is.
time for the Peter and Eric update.
Yay. Who's first?
I should go first since you have some tea.
Okay.
So.
A little tea?
No, you have a little bit.
Oh, I do have a little. Okay, yeah. I'm sorry.
This week, Eric launched his podcast, yeah. Bigger Talks.
Bigger Talks.
Which was better than I expected it to be.
Really?
Because
based on that teaser, I didn't know.
Yeah, me either. Yeah, I was a little worried.
Wasn't sure.
But he had on DeMario, which also had me even more worried. So my expectations were really low.
Oh my god.
So I was pleasantly surprised.
Yeah.
When I listened to the whole thing.
Okay. How long are they?
It was about 40 minutes, I think.
Okay.
And they went over some really, really interesting topics like family issues, opening up to love, just dating as a bachelor contestant in LA,
oh.
And then also the Me Too movement and sexual harassment and catcalling.
They did all of that in 40 minutes?
Because DeMario was dumb as shit. Yes, they did all of that in 40 minutes.
Holy shit.
I
don't know if I want to hear DeMario talk about Me Too.
It was okay.
It was okay.
It was okay. Yeah, yeah.
The two of them ain't my go-to to listen about sexual harassment.
I know.
But all right.
You know, my Eric was like very nice about it. But,
Oh, yeah.
It was just interesting to hear their perspective. It's always interesting to me to hear straight men who are willing to listen to women.
Very
how good. Their perspective of like this whole thing is.
Mm.
Because they're like, wait, you guys don't like it when we yell at you on the street? What?
That's not what they said. That's what men be saying. That's what they said?
You just have to listen. You just have to listen to your
talks. To that bullshit.
No!
That's their perspective. They were talking about catcalling and saying, oh, wait.
Their catcalling is not New York catcalling.
So what's L.A. catcalling?
Well, there's L.A. catcalling and there's Baltimore catcalling. So that's you look really nice today. That's a catcall to them.
Okay.
Not New York catcalling, which is like, hey, you black bitch.
No!
Come over here!
Not necessarily, because even in New York, they do the whole, oh, you look beautiful today, or blah, 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 blah. It's not disrespectful catcalling, but it's still like, can you not talk to me? Like, I don't feel like talking to you.
See, and that's the difference. Some women feel, so I don't want to speak for all women.
That's true. There is a difference. Some women have higher thresholds of tolerance.
Yeah.
I'm definitely on the opposite end. I don't want to hear good morning. Oh, I don't want to hear you look beautiful. I want to walk to the subway in peace. That is my version. That's where I'm at. So, okay.
Right.
Yeah, no, you're right, though.
Everyone has different takes on it.
All right.
Yeah. So that's the news for Eric this week.
Okay. Congrats to Eric.
Yeah.
The new podcast.
Congrats, Eric.
That's cute. Peter, my man Peter, he's out here still doing his boot camps and stuff. He did a interview with Us Weekly.
Oh.
Where he shared his worst date story.
Ooh, oh, my God.
Yeah. So he said he was living in Chicago at some point in time. And he was on dating apps.
Oh.
Can you imagine?
Peter was on fucking a dating app?
It's hard out here for all of us. Peter's fine ass is on dating apps.
Right.
Yep.
What?
Yep.
And didn't find anyone?
Well, he was matching with
people. Y'all, these apps don't work. These apps are a fail. If Peter didn't find anybody?
Yeah.
Wow.
Peter was on a dating app. I wouldn't even know what I did. If I saw him on a dating app, obviously swipe right.
Obviously.
He would not swipe right on me, but still.
No, you don't know that.
I would be
joy. But if he swiped right and you guys were on a date, wouldn't you latch onto that like a fucking spider monkey?
I'd become a fucking crazy person. Are you serious? If we ever matched.
Oh my god.
What I would do with myself.
Oh,
anyways,
man.
So yeah, he was on a dating app and he met a girl who showed up already tipsy to the date.
Okay.
She then proceeded to tell a story about, I guess back in college, she used to go to football games and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when you're waiting in line for the porta potty, for her, she didn't want to wait in line. So what she would do was pee herself and walk home. And for some reason, she felt the need to say this
to
on
tell
a
him?
First date.
Wow.
Disgusting.
You only do that in a town where everybody knows you.
And that's a story that you never say out loud
never.
Ever again.
Mm, no. Nope.
That is not a first date conversation topic. Like, what? I've been on some bad first dates. Never someone will just like show their whole ass. Like,
right.
Not that.
She's like revealing their horrible qualities.
Yeah, their horrible qualities.
Oh, no.
Come on. At least leave that for day three.
Mm-hmm.
Shit. So that's Peter. Some other, this is like Bachelor news / Peter news, I guess. So our girls, Becca M, short hair Becca, and Crystal, both did interviews in the last week, confirming that when they signed up for The Bachelor, they thought it was going to be Peter. Drop a bomb right there, please.
Yes!
That's two out of the 29 girls. Let's do an interview. Let's do a little round robin with all 29. And let's find out how many of them signed up thinking it was going to be Peter.
I hope they asked that at Women Tell All. I don't know if they would do that to him on air like
no,
that.
No, they wouldn't do
you
that.
Know? Like, do that to him. But, I mean, you know.
That's the hidden elephant. Yeah. The hidden elephant? The elephant.
The elephant. Just
the elephant in the room. For this whole season, because no one knew it was going to be Ari.
Mm-mm.
Everyone thought it was going to be Peter. Mm-hmm. So you have to assume that the girls that signed up for the show also thought the same thing.
Right, right.
So this whole, oh my god, I'm so happy it's you, like, falling for you, da-da-da-da-da. You were hoping to do this shit with Peter.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that it's now Ari, you're trying to just make it work. That's all it is.
Yeah.
They're fitting themselves into this puzzle piece. They want to win the show and see where it takes them, and... Yeah.
I refuse to believe that Marie signed up for the show thinking it was Ari.
Any of these girls. She thought it was Peter. Yeah, of course.
But yeah.
Oh, goodness.
That's it for a
little tea. A little tea for you guys.
Yeah, for you guys there. Should we jump into the recap?
Yes, our initial thoughts.
Initial thoughts. You want me to start? You start. What's going on?
I can start.
Go ahead.
What is Kendall still doing here? What is Kendall still doing here?
Kendall is trying to fit herself into this puzzle piece.
It is crazy. Girl, you really want to just stuff rats by yourself in that condo? Watching that dog all day? Because that's what he wants.
In Scottsdale?
In Scottsdale.
Yup.
Then, I think that Becca... We learned this episode that Becca is definitely too good for him, right?
She's
like
too good.
Very nice. She's been through some things.
Mm-hmm.
Her family is very nice and together.
Yeah.
And has been through a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she has some deep stuff going on.
Yes.
And I think she needs a little bit of a reality check of who she's falling in love with.
Right. I think she's way too good for him. Mm-hmm. This family deserves someone who is sure about their daughter.
Yes.
Because of what they've gone through with her father. Her mom also had cancer as well. Mm-hmm. They don't need this.
Gary got a cane.
Like, this family, they trying to hold themselves together.
Yes.
And then you bring in this dude who's just so lame and unsure of her and unsure of everything and is speaking all of these empty things.
Yeah, empty promises.
And no, for what she's been through in this family, they deserve a little better for her.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Those are my thoughts.
Those are your thoughts?
Good ones. Lauren B.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
And I've said this already before, but she, to me, is the personification of white privilege.
Ooh!
She is literally doing nothing.
Mm-hmm.
She's just existing. She is merely being.
Yes.
And is getting everything that she would ever want.
Yeah.
That is how white privilege works.
Yes.
And it's just like watching it. Meanwhile, the rest of us and the rest of these girls are out here shucking and jiving.
Yeah, they really are.
Trying to prove their love, prove themselves, prove, and are getting sent home.
Mm-hmm.
And she literally sits there, breathes, and gets roses.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I can't. Like, you can't tell me that this girl, like Ari. Ari, you listening to this?
Let's have a chat.
Probably not, but you listening?
Yeah.
On the off chance that he came across our podcast, Ari. There ain't no way you could tell me that this girl is more interesting, she's more fun, more, I don't even know, challenging.
Has more depth. Could add to you as a human being.
Can add value to your life than half of these other amazing girls that have been on this show.
Yeah.
And the fact of, like, seeing her get this far,
one, confirms just how fucking lame this guy is. And two, it's just like, it's just lame.
Yeah, it's just
boring. I don't want to watch her love story. She sucks.
No, definitely not.
She's boring and she's giving us nothing. And yet we're watching this, like, whatever this is, this love story of them. This alleged love story. When really, I want to see someone who's a little bit more interesting find their love.
You know what she reminds me of? Because I ventured off to her Instagram the other day. Mm-hmm. She reminds me of stock photos.
A water print in the bottom.
Yes, in the back of like the Home Goods picture frame when you go to buy one. She looks like a stock photo.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. That she is does. So true. You buy a frame at Target and that girl who's there.
That girl with her dog, her golden retriever on the beach is Lauren B. Like,
oh my God. Yeah.
Right?
That's it right there. Yep. Jesus Christ.
Man, Becky of the month.
Becky of the month. Lord. All right, let's go into the recap.
Yep.
First hometown, we're in Los Angeles, and this is Kendall's hometown.
Mm-hmm.
Kendall, remember, she's 26. She's a creative director. Ari is, again, wearing blue on blue on blue. Blue from head to toe. The Crips are like, look.
Oh, yeah, he's in L.A.
He's in L.A. Get out here. We got you. We need you to represent. He's back to his blue on blue outfit. My God. Ari says, you know, Kendall's not your average girl. She's very quirky. He's called her quirky so many times.
Which to me, it's starting to be like an insult.
Find a new adjective.
Yeah.
Like, enough. We know she's quirky. Like, right. Is there any other thing that you can describe her as? She's more than that.
Right.
She's a girl. Kendall's a little bit different. She has a little bit more depth and things there. Like, something else, please. So they meet up. She has an exciting day planned. And she takes him to a taxidermy...
Like, warehouse.
Warehouse? Yeah. Taxidermy on the ceilings, on the walls. There's shelves loaded with taxidermy of animals of all wide variety.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. But it doesn't end there. The surprises don't end there. She has a nice little activity set up for them, and they're going to be mounting their own taxidermy.
It's disgusting.
So disgusting. So they walk to this table, and there's literally the skin of this two little white mice.
Ugh.
Should we ask how they died? Were they murdered?
Well, like, white mice are always murdered. It's brown mice that are out here wilding. They're out here in the streets.
Running them streets.
Running them streets.
Oh my God, the poor little white mice.
Ugh.
You just see their skin laying
there.
Yeah,
they were skinned.
It's just the skin.
Like, that's disgusting.
And then the stuff that you stuff in it, it was very just gross. And then Kendall says something like, taxidermy is like a relationship. It's something that can last forever. Don't do this.
Yeah, don't.
Don't. Uh-uh. Let's not taint what relationships mean to all of us by equating this to some nasty-ass taxidermy. No. So, yeah, they stuff their little mice. And then they, you know, go and have a little chat over some drinks. And we learn that we're going to meet her mom, her dad, her identical twin sister.
Mm-hmm.
And her little brother. And she said that she's excited to introduce him to her family because you're just, you know, so much more compassionate than anyone I've ever dated.
See how Kendall can just whip out an adjective that is just, that's a way bigger compliment than he deserves.
Thank you. Because I was about to say.
Yeah.
Way more compassionate. Please give me these examples of him showing compassion.
And also, who the fuck were you dating before?
That's the bigger question. My gosh. Yeah, no. And then Ari, which this sounded very similar to his line with Becca of when he told her, like, I'm excited by excitement.
Mm-hmm.
He said to Kendall, you should feel good in your feelings.
Duh, nigga. What? I just told you I'm falling in love with you. That feels good.
Yeah. You should feel good in your feelings. I would literally choke somebody out if they said that to me after I said I'm falling for you.
And rip my mic pack off. And just walk away.
Because what? Just walk off set.
Just walk off.
Just walk off set.
Walk back to my taxidermy warehouse and just be with my friends.
Done. He did tell her he's falling for her, which...
Yeah, that's fine.
Whatever.
I guess.
Like, any of his words mean anything at this point, so whatever. So they head to her house. We meet her mom, dad, sister, brother. They're talking about their day, you know, doing taxidermy and whatnot. Kendall and her mom have a little private moment where she tells her mom, "I've never felt myself opening up to love in this way." Her mom gave her some advice that, I don't know what the hell she was talking about. This sounded very, like, crunchy granola.
They all look the whole very crunchy family, granola. Yeah,
very yeah. crunchy granola. Which I don't typically mind crunchy granola not people. I just half the time don't know what the hell they say.
Yeah, right. That's yeah. what it is.
She says something like, listen to your heart. If it's open, it's the right person. But if it's closed,
that's a lot.
That might not be the person. I was like, what? What does it mean if my heart's open or closed? How do I know when it's open? And then when it's closed, like, tell me how that happens. Like, I just had so many questions for the mother of what all of this meant. Meanwhile, Ari is talking with her identical twin sister. I was very intrigued to hear her thoughts, because twins have that.
I know that.
That's a different bond.
It's like she's understand. Feeling what she's feeling away from her.
Yeah.
Like,
right.
Like she knew.
She knew. Yeah, she knew that something was off, because she's been feeling this over the last couple weeks.
And that's why Miss Kylie gets my invite to the cookout.
Okay! Yeah. Okay! I can definitely see that. Yup. Why that?
Kylie had... First of all, Kylie came prepared, right? She had on her long pink robe and a red lip. She was not fucking around.
No, she wasn't.
Secondly, I feel like Kylie on the low was like a Reiki master or something.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Can't you see it?
A lot of spiritual vibes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that room that they were sitting in was like lots of weird statues and candles and lots of shit everywhere.
Because they're all about... She's all about the energy.
Yes!
All about that
and creating
energy.
The energy and all this stuff. I'm sure that's why she's wearing pink. It's the color of love and attracting love.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, Kylie gets my invite to the cookout this week. I would love to have a Reiki master at the cookout.
Yes. Dope. Doing healing sessions for all our uncles with bad backs and shit.
Yeah. Grandma hobble on my knee.
Kylie's like, oh, just relax here. Feel the energy. So, yeah, her sister was all about the energy. She off rip was like, look, I've been feeling out your energy. One thing I noticed was there's a bit of space between the two of you. How do you feel about that? Because everyone sees it.
Right. Yeah.
Like, they're doing the showy, like, we're into each other.
Yeah,
like,
the PDA.
Whole thing, the little PDA. But you can still look at them and know that something's off.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this ain't your one. And so Ari was like, what space?
What do you mean space?
And did I mention I'm falling in love with him?
Yeah.
And that was his answer, basically.
Oh, jeez.
Sister again, you know, at the end, do you see a proposal or just keep dating? He confirms that he wants a proposal.
Oof.
Ari is, you know, is having his Rachel Lindsay moment.
Yes, he is. Yeah.
And he said, you know, I know that Kendall can be a little analytical, so do you think that she can fall for me?
Mm-hmm.
And the sister said, she's definitely ready to be in love and, like, that kind of love. It's just a question of if you're the one.
Right.
Which is, I mean, that's the ultimate question. The sister in her confessional, though, very telling, she said, I'm worried that she's going to lie to herself just to essentially be in this relationship, but not actually see this guy as her person.
Her, yeah.
Yeah. So it's like she's going through the whole hoopla, and she wants to make it to the end because she does like this guy and blah, 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 so she's going to lie to herself when really deep down. And remember, her sister's feeling all the feelings.
Yeah. Yes, her sister's literally the other logical side.
The other logical side. So the sister deep down is feeling that this ain't the person.
Yeah.
And so she's worried that her twin sister is lying to herself, essentially, which is pretty powerful to say. So then the sisters come together to have a little moment. And sister flat out asks, what is it about Ari?
Yeah.
Like, what is it? Kendall says, I just feel like it's effortless.
It's obviously effortless. Girl, you're on a TV show. Everything is effortless about this.
Right. But she's also, I didn't get that comment because she's saying, like, I guess their interaction between the two of them is effortless.
Yeah, I guess they can talk back and forth and there's no, like, weird Lauren B moments where they're just sitting there in silence.
Silence. Jeez. And then the sister says, I don't feel like this is that undeniable love for you. Mm. She's not sure about Ari. Mm-hmm. She's, Ari could maybe be genuine, but for you, like, I don't know about that.
This just doesn't match up.
Yeah. And she said, this is a lifetime. This isn't just another boyfriend.
Ooh. Sister dropping them gems.
Sister's dropping them gems. And then the sister asks another tough question. Are you ready for a proposal? Because mm-hmm. I just talked to this dude, Ari, and that's what he's expecting in the end. Mm-hmm. And Kendall said, as of right now, no. Let me know where she stands. and so, yeah. Seem to be on different pages. Mm-hmm. That's what we kind
of
learn.
I would want to have Kylie as the other side of the confessionals. When they do the confessionals. Asking the questions. Because isn't there someone asking them questions on the other side? Yeah, like
the producer.
The producer? Yeah. I want to see Kylie ask them questions to these girls.
Yeah, she asked some good questions. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she does. She asked the challenge. She asked the questions that you should be asking.
Yes.
At this point in the game, when you're about to potentially be engaged to somebody. Mm-hmm. Like, she's asking those kinds of questions. Meanwhile, Kendall's dad and Ari are having a little conversation. The dad's like, what's your deal? Ari again. Did I mention I'm falling for Kendall?
I'm falling in love with her.
Did I mention that? This is just, like, his answer to just, like, try to smooth things over quickly. Or any doubts that the parents have. Just tell them that I'm falling for the daughter. This is that. That's his go-to. And the dad says, you know, if you ask me for permission, because Ari had to do the whole, if I want to propose, whatever. He said, if you ask me for permission, my answer would be no.
Damn.
But then reveals, like, you know, she's not that girl who you can get engaged with. She's not that girl who can just get engaged at the end. She probably needs a little bit more time. Mm-hmm. I can't remember if he said that to Ari or in his confessional.
I think he said that to Ari.
He said that to Ari.
Because I remember thinking, like, damn, Kendall's family is sabotaging her.
Right. It's not that they're sabotaging. They just know
her. Yeah, and they're actually doing her a huge favor.
Yeah.
But in the stakes for the game, they're sabotaging her odds.
They should be saying all the right things to Ari.
Yeah.
Like, yes, she's ready. Yes, propose. Yes, here's permission. Mm-hmm. But they're like, nope, she ain't ready. Nope, don't propose. No, you ain't getting my permission, nigga. So they're just telling it like it is. Looking out for their girl.
Yeah.
So that was their hometown, essentially. Next up, we have Wiener, Arkansas.
I'm going to Tia's house.
Tia's house? What was the population?
Yeah. Population of Wiener is 716 niggas.
Woo!
That is...
No! 760 white-ass people.
There's not one black person
Not a single black person.
Oh, God. Please.
If you're out there, show yourself.
Oh, my God. Email us.
Please.
Oh, my God.
We'll send help.
Get out.
If we got an email that says, like, SOS from Arkansas.
I'm blinking twice. Get me out of here.
Oh, that's so funny. So yeah, we're in small town Wiener, Arkansas. Tia reiterates to us again.
Oh my God.
I am falling in love with Ari.
She has been in love with Ari since 3 trips ago.
Yes.
God.
So for her day activity, she brings him to a racetrack. Mm-hmm. And they're going to race around in cars. This is what he does. This is what he loves. Mm-hmm. So this is what she's doing. I wasn't personally a fan of this. For hometowns, I feel like you're supposed to show some side of
that you.
You
do?
Yeah. I think this was her trying too hard.
Yeah.
Like Because, you know, I know she does a lot of country things and, you know, they go
frogging
and shit.
Yeah, she did that Demolition Derby.
Demolition Derby, but, like, are you going to the racetrack every day, Tia?
Yeah.
No. I want to see what you do every day. Show me, like, your stomping ground. Show me Wiener. Mm-hmm. Don't bring me to some racetrack because I like to race. Anyways. Ari with, you know, he did a little refresher with his Hallmark cards over the weekend. I'm so impressed by her. She's the total package.
That's not...
Empty words.
Yeah, totally.
So empty. I want to hear things specific to Tia.
Yeah, right.
Like, about her personality, about her qualities, about her... Like, things about her. Don't tell me that you're impressed by her. He said I'm impressed by CN.
Right.
She's the total package. I'm sure he said that about Crystal's crazy ass. Like, I want to hear a thing. At this point in the game, I want to hear stuff about Tia. Show me that you know these girls.
And, like, the total package is different for everybody. So what is your total package?
Right.
Give us something.
Yes.
Because Tia's, like, kind of funny and, like, raunchy.
Mm-hmm.
So give us something.
Something more to her. So they go racing, you know, have a good time. They sit to have a little drink, and she tells them that we're going to be meeting her mom, her dad, brother, aunt, and cousin Rhonda.
Cousin Rhonda!
Cousin Rhonda!
Can you imagine Rhonda and Tia? I would never think that those two people were those two people.
Right! The name Tia is usually a black girl in my head. That's what I think of.
And Rhonda.
And Rhonda.
Auntie Rhonda?
Aunt Rhonda. Lord have mercy. So, we learn who she's going to meet. Camera cuts to the house. And we get a first glimpse of her brother. Me and you both looked at each other like, nope.
Yeah, nah. Nope.
See ya.
I don't care what your parents look like. Now with that brother. Nope.
Mm-mm. He looked like the leader of like a motorcycle gang or something.
He looked like he was a Breaking Bad somebody.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And he looked like he could be on Breaking Bad
extra. Yeah, wasn't. He terrified us.
Yeah, definitely.
So they arrive at home. Everyone's excited. You know, they're talking about Tuscany and all of that, you know, good stuff. And the dad's like, let's do a cheers.
With the little.
With the weenies. They have little weenies. That was cute. Little wieners. Let's do a cheers to Barry and Tia. Didn't he say Barry?
No, he said Airy.
Oh, Airy.
Which is not a name.
Which is not a name.
Which is even funnier than Barry.
I thought he said Barry. Air, whatever. He didn't know this guy's name. And he's supposed to give his blessing to this guy that he literally just learned his name today. This is so crazy. All of this is just nuts.
So funny.
So, first one-on-one is this brother and Ari. Brother off rip. I've read some stuff about you. They got to Googling.
Mm-hmm.
He said, you know, from what I see online, you're a bit of a player. I'm reading this whole thing about this kissing bandit foolishness.
Yeah.
Who are you? Mm-hmm. What am I? How do I, you know, be okay with you and my sister? And Ari's just kind of like, you know, trying to laugh it off. Mm-hmm. Like, nah, I didn't nickname myself, you know. By the way, I'm falling for your sister. Just slip it. Anytime it gets a little rough, it gets a little rocky, gets a little bit of a challenge.
Yeah.
Just drop the, I'm falling for your sister. Mm-hmm. Or I'm falling for your daughter. To just quell the fears. This lame ass dude. And, you know, he says she's a strong Southern girl. She puts me in my place. Blah, 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 blah. The brother at the end. I was expecting more from the brother.
Me too.
I was hoping he was going to grill the shit out of him.
Yeah,
he looked like the type.
Yeah, definitely.
But at the end, he was just like, he's a pretty genuine guy.
Yeah, he seems nice.
Seems nice. I'm like, come on, brother. Jesus. Next, we see the dad and Tia.
I love this.
Really?
This really reminded me of me and my dad.
Aw, why?
Because my dad he loves everyone.
Yeah.
And so Tia, her dad was asking these questions like, so you like him? So he's nice? He's a nice guy? Oh, you love him? Oh, really? Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's great. Okay. All right. Like, no questioning.
No question.
Not getting into anything. Mm-hmm. Just like, oh, you love him? All right. I love you enough.
Right.
Sounds good.
Just taking his daughter's word for it.
Yep.
Yeah. The dad too, he said he does his Googling.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
Some stuff. This is what I said. If you Google Ari, you will find some mess.
Mm-hmm.
And so they did just that and read all about him being a ladies' man and whatever, whatever. But yeah, you're right. The dad was like, whatever, Tia, you know, whatever you want to do.
Yeah.
So the dad and Ari have a moment. He tells him, I've been reading stuff about you on the internet. And Ari, you know, basically same thing. You know, I would love to take care of your daughter. I think she's great. She's wonderful. Yada, yada, yada. If it's us in the end, can I get your blessing? He's just following, like, the formula.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is what you're supposed to do in hometowns. Ask for blessing. And he's just doing what he's told. He's following contract.
Why this hometown is whack.
Which is so whack. Ugh. It's just, like, following the script.
Mm-hmm.
Just keep, you know, going with what you're supposed to do. The dad did what most parents do. I'll trust Tia.
Yeah.
And just say yes.
Mm-hmm.
But if you hurt her,
I can find you on Google.
So cute.
So funny.
Like a little father moment.
So cute.
The mom and Tia have a little moment. This is one thing that's got on my nerves, where she was like, you know, compared to my last relationships, I've never dated someone like him who blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
you've barely been dating this man. You cannot compare apples and oranges.
Yeah.
Your last relationships, there was more depth there. There was more time there. There was more stuff to work with. Mm-hmm. You can't now be saying, well, based on those other guys, Ari is just wonderful because of this, this, and mm-hmm. this. You spent 45 minutes tops with this man.
No, they spent a day together.
They've spent multiple days at this point. Yes. But still, it doesn't compare.
Multiple days is nothing.
It does not compare to your year's worth of relationships with these other guys. Yeah. Don't give Ari this much credit. You don't know him. In the end, Tia and Ari, you know, they say goodbye. Tia actually, she says, I feel like I am in love with you, not just falling in love with you.
Mm-hmm.
Tia's remember what Raven told her.
Yeah,
she's like, right? At week X, this is what you need to say here. So she's like, I gotta hit my next milestone. I'm in love with you. I'm no longer falling in love. Ari didn't say back what he said to Lauren B.
Yeah, that's true.
Which is this, that what he said to Lauren B last episode, mm-hmm. I'm falling in love with you, it's so crazy, or blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
That's the threshold.
Yes.
That's what we're looking out for.
Right.
If he's not saying that to any of them, then you know that they're either going home mm-hmm. or they're not at that level.
Yeah.
He didn't say none to her, so we already knew Tia was on the rocks.
Yeah.
Basically. Next up.
Hold on.
Oh.
For Miss Tia's date, nobody brought up religion.
No one brought up... Yeah, religion came up on another person's.
Yeah. And no, she's like a church-going girl.
Her mama is the deaconess.
Clearly, her mother is the deaconess.
Mm-hmm.
And she's been going to church her whole life. She's a Jesus follower, and we just didn't do anything?
Yeah.
It's starting to make me think that Tia prepped her family.
Oh.
To be like, don't ask him this, don't ask him that, don't ask him that.
You're right, because I was expecting way more from this hometown in mm-hmm. particular.
Yep.
Seeing how feisty Tia is,
yes.
in a way.
Yeah.
I was expecting her dad to lay it on him, mm-hmm. the brother to lay it on him, the mom to come with some questions.
Mm-hmm.
You're right. They must have got some prep.
They had to.
Yeah.
Which I thought was real whack, Tia.
Yeah.
But that's okay.
All right. Next up, we're going to Minnesota. That's my accent. Minnesota. To Becca K's family. So for her day, she planned a little day at the apple orchards.
Mm-hmm.
They're picking apples. They're making out. They're making caramel apples. All that jazz. We're reminded that Becca's father passed away.
Yeah. When she was 19.
When she was 19.
Yeah.
So it's been like 10 years. She's about...
Yeah, she's 29.
Yeah. Been about 10 years. So we learned that we're gonna meet her mom and her uncle Gary,
who is a pastor.
He's a pastor and has been her has like stepped up as like a father figure for mm-hmm. her. Ari, immediately, what advice do I need for Uncle Gary?
Yeah.
He is just all about getting, like, he just wants ease.
Yep. He just wants in and out.
Mm-hmm. What do I need to say to like get these people on my side?
Yep.
Can't take the hard questions. Becca tells him that Uncle Gary is probably the one to worry about, though. He might be the one with the questions. Soon after that, we cut to Uncle Gary on the couch. He's got his cane leaned up.
Yeah.
And he's literally like, Ari ain't shit. I don't trust none of this bullshit. This whole show don't make no damn sense. I mean, that's basically what he's saying in a nutshell.
No, seriously. And then he was like, do you think Becca would fall for this? And they were all like, no.
Yeah.
Nah, there's no way.
There's no way.
No way.
Her whole family seems so skeptical.
Mm-hmm.
So Ari and Becca finally arrive. You know, they do the whole welcomes and whatnot. I really liked Becca's hometown outfit.
Me too. Her coat was really nice.
Cute coat. And I loved her top. It was like the red long sleeve with the big cutout.
Yeah, the cutout.
That was really cute. I liked that. It stood out. So at dinner, the mom asks, you know, to Ari, how's this experience different than when you were on The Bachelorette? Ari concocts some bullshit.
Yeah, some mess. Yeah.
Cut to Uncle Gary. His face ain't buying it.
Listen, Uncle Gary ain't with the shits.
Okay. Uncle Gary's not with none of this.
Mm-mm, he has water in his glass. He's still going in.
Oof. Uh-huh. So Ari and Uncle Gary have a little, you know, one-on-one moment where they talk about, you know, how great her father was, and that's when we learn that her dad died of a brain tumor.
Mm-hmm.
And the mom also struggled with breast cancer.
Yeah.
So they've really been going through it.
And Becca has been going through it.
And Becca in particular has been really going, like, imagine that. Both of your parents have had crazy,
life-altering
diseases. Life-altering, yeah, illnesses. Yeah. Uncle Gary, you know, he's a pastor.
Oh, yeah.
He asks Ari, if she wants to go to church, what do you do? It's like a trick question almost. Mm-hmm. Ari, I mean, I'd go to church. And then he says, you know, spiritually, I'm not as far along as Becca, but I'm open to it.
What kind of lie? The Lord is looking at you, Ari.
God don't like ugly, Ari. Mm-hmm. You better watch it. Mm-hmm. This was news to all of us.
Yes!
Because when religion came up with Tia, mm-hmm. he made it seem like... He didn't make it seem like he's a flagrant racist. Oh, God. He didn't make it seem like he was a flagrant atheist.
Yeah.
But he didn't also make it seem like he was very open to religion.
He didn't open the door.
No. Absolutely not.
No.
Nope. 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 That was when we left that day. I was like, that he is not open to this at all.
Yeah.
And Tia's kind of fitting herself in, like, we'll just respect each other's beliefs.
Right.
But he didn't leave me feeling good on that date that he would be open to exploring or going to church or any of that.
And he gave a real reason for that. With his friends dying from sport. That's a real reason to go to church.
He backed it up with why he isn't really into religion.
Yeah.
But in the presence of Uncle Gary, Pastor Gary.
Pastor Gary with the cane.
Suddenly Ari's all good with Jesus.
Yeah.
And is down to go to church. Fucking liar. I'm just pissed. I hate this dude. Next is Becca and her mother. Mm-hmm. And Becca says to her mom, like, so the next time you see me, it could be a proposal. Would you feel ready if he asked you for permission?
Ooh, and she gave the Mariah Carey, like, no.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Mom said that's a no.
I don't know him.
For me.
Yeah.
Nope, nope, nope. And she asks, are you sure of your feelings for him? Oh, no. Are you sure of... No, she asks, are you sure of his feelings for you? Becca didn't have a good answer. She can't answer.
She can't
answer that question. Yeah. So her answer is basically, I can see him being a good father and a partner to me. But that's the ultimate question. And the biggest worry for the parents is, how are you so sure that this guy's sure about you? Because as the parents, it's just turning in their head. There's three other girls.
Yeah.
As the girl in the show, you have to block that out or else you will literally drive yourself crazy.
Yes.
You have to just feel and believe that it's just you. Mm-hmm. But for the parents, they can't get past the fact that you are one of four. My daughter is one of four. How am I supposed to co-sign any of this? This is nuts. Right. Nonetheless, the mom says, you know, I want the best for you. So she'll go along with whatever. Ari and the mom have a moment where he, of course, does his whole asking for a blessing for the marriage. She said, you know, what I can give you, because that blessing that you're seeking, it ain't coming. Nah.
No.
What I can give you is a blessing to whatever Becca wants to do.
Translation. Nah, B.
Yeah.
Nah.
It's a hard no for me, nigga.
It's a hard pass.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, my God.
Ari and Becca, you know, they're saying their goodbyes. Ari just flat out lied and said, I got her blessing.
Oh, my God. He was like, it's so good to have this, her family behind us in our love.
Behind who?
Is that what you got from this?
The mom said, no, I will say whatever, I will follow whatever Becca wants to do. That wasn't a blessing from me.
Mm-mm.
Nah. Sorry. Becca... I'm going to have to steal this line from her. Because as much as Ari's just bullshit and this love is whatever. Yeah. She said, you keep blowing my mind and stealing pieces of my heart.
Ooh, nice.
That's a good line, right? Yeah, I wrote that down.
I'm going to write that one down.
Take notes, y'all. Take notes. That was a good one. I have to use that for somebody later.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, that was their hometown. Next up, is this the last one?
That's the last one.
Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Next, we're going to Virginia Beach for Lauren B.
Who gets my Becky of the Week.
Oh, is this your first for her?
For her, yeah.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Nice.
Yeah, and I'm just starting it off at the beginning of this date. Because she just ain't shit the whole fucking time.
The whole day is just one big Becky of the Week
one
moment.
One big Becky of the Week. It's terrible. She's so boring that they're making the editors insert clips from Ari's confessionals because they don't have any date material. You're because so that bitch right. ain't talking.
You're so right.
Oh my
You're
God.
So right. We hear so much from Ari and his confessionals because we don't hear jack shit from her.
From her.
So, just to remind y'all, from last episode, Ari told this girl, I'm falling in love with you. I'm falling so deeply in love with you, it's crazy. So that's
After
what we're
he,
working
like,
with.
Cried in the bushes.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, but I have some tea on this moment, actually.
Oh, shit. Oh, okay.
So, last episode where she tells him, I'm falling for you, and he gets up from the table and leaves.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, where he went was to go talk to a producer to ask them basically permission if he can tell her he's in love with her.
No.
Or if he can tell her that he's falling for her.
What?
That's where he went.
Oh.
So he went to get an okay from them, and that's when he came back and was like, I'm falling so deeply in love with you. It's crazy.
Oh.
Yeah. I forgot where I read that from. I should have wrote my source, but it was on the internet.
Yeah,
so it's true. Because everything you read online is true, y'all.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm going to look for it. It was somewhere,
yeah.
But it makes sense.
Totally.
It totally makes sense.
Oh, wow.
Because you're not... What? That's why last week was so shocking. Because
yes.
you're not supposed to say these
right.
things. Not
yeah.
to at least... That was still 4 or 5 girls left. You can't be doing
suits.
That. Yeah. And so that's apparently what he did.
Mm.
Anyways, we're in Virginia Beach. They go, you know, horseback riding on the beach. They climb this little lighthouse.
They make out in the lighthouse.
They make out in the lighthouse. He is repeatedly in confessionals talking about the previous 2 weeks. Because in person, my girl's still mute.
Yeah. Yep.
She's still giving us nothing.
Mm-hmm.
We have nothing to work with but confessionals and talk of the last 2 weeks. They sit and have a drink, you know, and Lauren finally opens up her goddamn mouth and says, I was nervous about introducing you to my family because they are very skeptical of this process and probably of you.
And she didn't say this last week because she knew she'd lose.
Mm-hmm.
So she just kept it.
Kept it in. Kept it. She keeps dropping little nuggets every now and then.
Yeah.
The last day, who knows the hell we're going to learn about her. Ari, I'm pregnant.
No.
Ari, I got a warrant for my arrest.
Oh my God.
We don't
you imagine?
Know. Because every episode, she drops a little coin,
yeah,
a little this,
something.
A little that. What is this girl going to say at the end?
Wow.
Anyways, cut to her family at home. Her family literally looks like the family from The Purge. I'm terrified immediately.
Immediately, I'm like, oh no.
Immediately.
Oh God.
And they cut to the family. We overhear, I don't know, was the father saying, I don't think Ari realizes how conservative of a family we are.
Ew. Oh. Oh my God, no.
I'm just terrified. This is
me too.
This is a nightmare to
oh
me.
Oh my God. Like, walking into that house, I don't know what I would do if I walked into a house full of those people. And I was holding hands with the man that I love. I don't know what I
yeah.
would do.
Yeah. You as Justine?
Yes.
You as black Justine. As Justine?
Yes. With cornrows in my head right now, what would I do? What am I gonna do?
My big old afro? Oh God, they might. I don't even know what they would do to me. What would they do to me?
Just touch it.
God, yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Just touch the hair.
Ugh.
God. So yeah, they get to the house. Ari is most visibly nervous for this.
Yeah.
Hometown.
Yeah.
That's how you know that he's just like his feelings are in a different league.
Yeah.
With this girl.
Right.
So they, you know, they say hello and go in, yada yada. They're sitting in the living room. They're literally like miles apart from each other.
Far away.
Big ass living room with like the couch and then the armchairs on like the opposite end of the planet.
Mm-hmm.
Awkward. It's just awkward. There's weird tension. The family is also a family of mutes. Like we just kind of see where she gets it from. The dad's trying to make conversation. Do you play golf? Have you ever been around a military kind of family? Because I guess the dad used to serve
in the military.
Yeah. just asking kind of like one-off questions. Like, no one knows how to make conversation.
I know. It's so odd. Like, it was like he was useless. After he didn't play golf, and after he was, his father wasn't in the military, too, it was like, you're done.
You're done. I don't know what to say. Let's eat the spot roast. Dad and Ari have a moment. His dad is, like, intense. Like, at least in the beginning. You know, he needs to be able to give up his life for her. Where he starts. I'm like, God damn.
Can we, like, ease into this?
Yeah.
Shit. Talk about bearing his life for her.
So then Ari, you know, thanks the dad for his service, his military service, and then immediately tells the story of when he was a race car driver and him and some other drivers went to Iraq. And I don't know, they just, like, kind of hung out with some of the servicemen over there.
Yeah.
And just spent time with the military people.
And he flew a plane.
Yeah, he mentioned he flew a plane. Mm-hmm. And in that moment, the dad is, like, frothing
now
at the
mouth.
Now
the dad fell in love now.
Now the dad's in love. He was so impressed from that one story. That one story. The
from
dad,
10 years ago.
From 10 years ago. And it's probably a lie. Because fuck you, Ari. Just trying to say anything at this point.
Yeah.
The dad, who I had such high expectations for, just completely softened in that one moment. And for that... The father gets my back.
Oh my god, you guys almost fell out of my chair. Yo, the dad is getting the thicky.
Her dad gets the back of the week for that.
All right.
Bull ass shit right there.
That was crazy.
What the actual fuck? I expected so much more from him.
Yeah.
I thought this dad was going to turn this whole thing around. This is a guy from the military, so I know he's tough. He's got some questions. He's very protective of his daughter.
Yeah.
Ari shares one bullshit live story, probably, that had just the word military in it.
That's it.
And the dad just melted.
And then the dad also did a lot of ad-libbing. The dad was like, you went over to visit our armed forces?
Mm-hmm.
And you bonded with our armed forces? And Ari was like,
yeah, I did that.
Yeah. Yes, I did.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Just filled in all the gaps in the story.
God.
Lame. The father is so lame. Yeah, I'm sorry. Bad. Or at least in that moment, I don't want to be talking about people's daddies like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, no, he seemed nice, but
in that moment, no. That was a Becky moment. Mm-mm. I'm sorry. Now the mama.
Oh, yeah.
Ari tells the mom, you know, Lauren, she's so much like me. Which, we glossed over Lauren talking to her aunt.
Oh, yeah.
She gave the same thing to the aunt.
Yeah.
He's just so much like me. What is this bullshit story that Ari and Lauren literally made up on the ride over here? This is the first I'm hearing that the two of y'all are like where did this story come from?
Yeah.
Since when? Like, and now that's just, like, the story that they're writing with to try and prove, because everyone is watching this is bullshit.
Yeah.
He goes on, you know, if I'm ever having a bad day, I look to her for comfort. What?
If I'm ever having a bad day?
You turn to her for comfort?
No.
When? Where's the footage?
Yeah.
Please.
And when is there, honestly, like, when is there a bad day in the situation?
Right.
Like, come on.
And when did you ever, like, let me just pull her aside to get my comfort?
Right.
We never saw that.
No.
I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. And then he drops again. I'm falling in love with her. In case y'all didn't hear me the first 10,000 times. The mama is just not into any part of this.
Nope. And see, the mom probably knows the dad is soft. You know?
That's true.
She probably knows.
She knows the dad was a softie. Mm-hmm. So she's like, look, I gotta do this right here.
Yes.
So Ari, like he does with all the parents, asked the mom for a blessing. The mom sat there with a straight face and just stared at him as he was talking about this blessing. She just sat there like
this.
There was no head nod. There was no shake. It was just... A stoic face.
Yeah.
And she said, well, you know what? Well, I have to revert back and trust Lauren. It's the classic, it's a hard no for me answer.
No. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yep. Hard no. So, you know what? Let me just say I trust my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the end, she says, you know, it's been a pleasure.
And hits him with the handshake.
And in that moment, that mom is coming to my cookout.
I was going to give it to her too.
Yes.
The mom was the one redeeming quality of all of these hometowns.
Yes, all of them.
She was tough.
Mm-hmm.
She don't trust this dude.
Yeah.
She don't know this man. She not going to give him blessing for nothing.
Mm-hmm.
She has a daughter who has, she's gone through two engagements with this girl. You just another one. She's in here listening to all this nonsense. Geez. You saying we're like the same and she's my comfort in the dark days and the blah, 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 blah. She's been here already.
Mm-hmm.
You gonna have to, she she's needs to see it before she can believe it.
Yes.
And right now she's not seeing it. She's over it. This mom's coming to my cookout.
I love it.
She's a tough cookie. She can hang. The mom and Lauren have a little moment. Lauren tells her mom, I feel like I'm falling in love with him. He's so much like me. There we go again. He can sit in a room with 15 girls and I know exactly what he's thinking. What are you talking about,
Lauren? What are you talking about?
What on earth are you talking about?
Because you're both thinking about, like, nothing. Like, what are you talking about?
Like, what? Oh my god, that's it, yeah.
Is that it?
They're both sitting there
they're
like...
They're both sitting there like, what am I gonna have for breakfast? Like, what the fuck? God damn, I hate her.
Lauren, this is the most we've seen her talk.
Yes!
In all the episodes combined. And she didn't even talk that much! This is a problem!
Oh, man.
God! And like we said last episode, we can't even blame the editors for, like, giving her a disservice or whatever. Because I truly believe if the footage was there...
They would use it.
They would use it. Yeah. This is a girl who's now made it to hometowns.
Mm-hmm.
This is the real deal. They would try to at least bring the viewers in, you know, to so we can see what it is we're working with.
Mm-hmm.
I can't even blame the editors because the footage ain't there.
Yeah.
She don't talk.
Oh, God.
Good Lord. Time for the roast ceremony. Let's talk about the dresses.
No. Oh. I'm sorry.
Becca.
Oh, yeah, she was cute.
Becca's beautiful.
She really is so pretty.
She really is. Yeah. She's the prettiest one left, I think.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
I'll give that.
I would give her the stamp of that. She's wearing a red one-shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the one, like, big ruffle
shoulder.
Mm-hmm. And it's a knee-length dress.
It's cute.
It's fine.
It's fine. But I can't do fine at this point.
No, you like, have to be fucking bomb spectacular, amazing.
I don't want this, like, nice little cocktail dress. Kendall's wearing a...
Kendall looked good.
Yeah, it was like a long royal blue.
Mm-hmm.
It had like a little sweetheart neckline.
Yeah, it was cute. It had a lace side. Did you see the lace side?
Oh, it had a little detail on the side. That's right. It was cute. Very cute. Yes. Tia.
Oh, Tia.
Tia needs to stop shopping at Raven's Boutique.
Yeah.
I think that's where she's getting these dresses.
Or, you know what they look like too? Pageant dresses.
Or, yes.
They look like pageant dresses.
Pageant dresses.
And we need to stop it with those pageant dresses, Tia.
Yeah.
You gotta upgrade, girl.
That was a definite pageant dress.
Mm-hmm.
I was not a fan. It was like white decals all over the place.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Lauren B., who cares? Next, Ari arrives. I'm not doing it. I refuse.
That's not.
Ari pulls up, as you said, looking like a straight up dweeb.
Like a herb. Oh my god.
A straight dweeb.
Oh my god. He's like a dweeb.
God. He's like he got stuffed into lockers.
He did. He looked mad sweaty.
Sweaty and just still not confident.
No.
Yeah.
Still.
Jesus
Christ.
We're on week 100. You haven't built any self-confidence at this point? Jesus. So he comes in and he's about to get started and then he leaves. He has to excuse himself.
Yeah.
Because he's, whatever the hell he's going through.
He's sweating.
Sweating profusely and needs a little bit more time to think. Comes back in, calls Kendall to the side. So, him and Kendall have this conversation where he's asking her, like, can you see yourself getting engaged?
Mm-hmm.
This is Ari again, trying to pull his Rachel Lindsay moment.
Yes, yeah.
Since when all of a sudden are you all about engagements?
Right.
Where is this coming from, Ari?
Well, he has said, like, I'm ready for a wife.
Yeah, he said that.
We just don't believe anything he says. I don't so believe a we forget.
Yeah.
He said these things. All these promises that he's made.
Oh, God. So he's going in on her about engagement. Did you get our TV was freezing at this moment?
And we were so fucking over it after Lauren B's hometown.
Oh, please.
Oh,
the TV was over it too. It was like, not working. Yeah, no, we're done. So from what I gather, it didn't seem like she gave him a yes.
No, yeah, no. She was really talking around it. She
talking
was dancing
around it, yeah. Mm-hmm. And kind of giving, like, I can get there. Yeah. Like, just give me more time, please.
Mm-hmm.
So they go back to the rose ceremony. First rose goes to Becca. Second rose goes to Lauren. We have Tia and Kendall left.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if Tia don't get this rose, she might kill somebody.
She's gonna behead Kendall.
Because Kendall got a one-on-one date,
yeah,
5 seconds ago. Yes. Tia didn't get a last chance to, like, prove her worth or whatever. Mm-hmm. Last rose goes to Kendall.
That was crazy.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting that.
I was not expecting that.
I thought Kendall for sure was going to be out.
Yeah.
Tia naturally is just devastated.
Ugh. And she's devastated in an ugly dress.
Oh.
She should have been in that black jumpsuit.
That black jumpsuit.
She should have just repeated it. She's done a repeat offense.
And exited the house looking like a bad bitch.
Yes. Looking like Selena.
Yeah. Yes.
Bitty bitty bum bum. On your ass.
Yes.
Ari.
With the black sequin jumpsuit.
Yes.
Yes.
I can't. Bitty bitty bum bum.
Our outfit literally was a Selena
outfit.
What's
that outfit?
It was awesome. We love Selena.
Amazing. Yes.
So Tia is devastated because she has been ready for married.
Yeah.
For marriage.
Since Florida.
So you chose Kendall, who's like a maybe, over a sure thing.
Yeah.
So that's just wild. My theory is that Ari, he couldn't see himself with Tia's family.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, Arkansas, you got
that
the brother.
Teeny, tiny town.
Mm-hmm. The brothers in the motorcycle gang.
Yeah.
The mom
right.
and dad are, like, rural country. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't think he saw them hanging out with his, like, European, like,
oh my god, his
sophisticated
mom.
Ass
yeah.
Dutch family. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't think he saw that there. So, you know, they walk outside. She is bawling.
Oh my god, I fell for her.
Yeah, you were really... Justine was... I was literally texting and...
Eating
planning tomorrow's schedule at work. Like, totally checked out.
No.
Justine's in the corner like, oh, Tia, oh, Tia, oh, Tia.
Literally, I almost cried. No, really. I was triggered.
Why?
I was triggered. Because that's how you cry when you're heartbroken.
Yeah, she was doing some real crying.
Oh, or some old man who ain't shit. But anyway, let's not get into that. But yeah.
She was
bawling. I really felt for her when she was like, what did I do wrong? I'm so tired of this. I'm so tired. I'm so tired. I'm so tired.
Tia, you're 26. You have more in you. You wait, I'm 28 and I'm not tired yet. I can keep going.
Stop.
This crying scene, I said it on Twitter, this cemented her as the next Bachelorette in my eyes. We still don't know who it's gonna be, but for me, this scene was like, this was her campaign.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Solidifying her as, like, you know, a favorite, a fan favorite, as someone that, you know, people don't want to see go home.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, yada yada. And so, yeah, packs her up into a limo, sends her home. Doesn't really give her a good excuse.
No.
For why. He basically said, like, what did he say? I sat up all night.
He literally said, it's not you, it's me.
It's not you, it's me. I don't know what it is. Something's missing.
Yeah.
Da, da, da.
Right.
And that was the episode.
That was it, guys.
If y'all didn't notice, Ari cannot get it any longer.
No.
He can't. I don't know if we're going to continue this through this whole season.
Yeah.
Fantasy suites.
Ugh. Ari can get it moments. This might be the retirement party right here. Because there was not a single redeeming quality of Ari this episode where I thought, yeah, maybe he can get a crumb of a cookie.
Not even a crumb. Oh my god, not a chip.
Not a
chip. Not a crumb.
Not a crumb. Not a... preview for next week. So Sunday, y'all, is the woman tell-all.
Woo-wee!
And you know that is just mess.
Uh-huh, it'll be good.
There's always a girl or two who just comes ready to show out.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Guns blazing.
Guns blazing. And it's always somebody who went home at like night one.
Yeah! Yeah!
You don't remember what this girl's name is. Suddenly she's talking and throwing people under the bus and saying all kind of foolishness.
Oh, jeez.
So that's Sunday. The episode, they're going to Peru, mm-hmm. Kendall, Becca, and Lauren. I literally forgot. I always said T, and I was like, no, T just went home. Who's left? That white bitch. Mm-hmm. Kendall, we see her saying, I should be more sure, but I'm not.
Again, Kendall, what are you doing here?
Your sister is sending you twin signals.
Literally.
To get out.
Literally vibes across the earth.
Your feelings of unsureness is your sister sending you twin vibes. Get out now.
Oh, jeez. Oh,
Kendall. Becca, we see her saying, I do love you. Lauren B., I didn't write anything down because I didn't see anything. But then... the boyfriend.
Oh my god, yes.
The mystery man with a country accent.
Yeah.
Which threw me off because I thought it was going to be Tia's boyfriend. Mm-hmm. Tia just went home, so I don't know who the hell this guy is.
I have a hypothesis. Do you have a hypothesis?
I have several.
Okay. No.
Go ahead.
I think it's Becca. I think it's Becca's 7-year mm-hmm. on and off dick appointment.
Yeah.
Oh, it's coming to get her, finally. Yeah.
I think that's a good guess for mm-hmm. sure. I think it could definitely be that, or it could be Lauren B's, one of her many men.
Oh my god, yeah, that's right, because she got some niggas on the back burner.
She got some people in the back burner. It could be the ex, the most recent ex-fiance, the one from high school, or somebody we ain't know about, because this girl, she got all kind of skeletons dropping out this damn closet. Who the hell knows?
And that was the preview.
Mm-hmm.
Any other predictions for next week?
I hope for Women Tell All, I hope that Becca M and Tia hash it out.
Because
Becca M and her Jimmy Kimmel interview.
Oh, yeah.
Becca's out here.
Yeah.
Loving it. She said that she had to talk to Tia. She was forced to speak to Tia. She didn't want to.
Mm.
So I'm interested to see what that's about because I think she hates her.
Yeah, Becca.
And then I think that Caroline is going to let Crystal have it.
Oh,
I think Caroline's gonna go in. She was a beauty pageant girl. She knows how to talk.
Oh,
she's eloquent.
Okay.
Except for she had a couple of drunk moments. We'll forgive her.
Yeah.
And I think she's gonna let Crystal have it.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's good. Mm-hmm. That's nice. Yeah. I hope to see that.
Yeah.
Predictions. I think Kendall's definitely going home.
Yeah.
At this point, come on. She's gotta go. Kendall's going home, so the final two is gonna be Beck and Lauren.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even think about Women Tell All for predictions.
Oh, really? Yeah. Well, they didn't show a preview.
They didn't, yeah. So, I hope somebody just lays it into Crystal.
Yeah, I hope so, too.
I hope we see, I hope some of the girls being a little bit more vocal
mm-hmm.
might be some of the black girls.
Yeah.
Just because I want to see them speak.
Yes, me too.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
That's for pure selfish reasons.
Yep, the Britneys.
Ashley. Nysha.
Nysha!
Nysha went home week one.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Yes. Lauren G.
Lauren G.
Hope she's there as well and mm-hmm. spilling all kind of tea on these bitches.
Yep.
And, yeah, I just want to see their side. I hope they get some more camera time or just hear a little bit more from them.
Yeah. And of course, CN, but she got camera time.
And, CN, of course. And that's it.
That's it, guys.
That was it. That was the episode.
We got through it. We all got through it together.
We got through it together. My God. As always, rate, review, subscribe.
Yay!
Hit us up on Twitter. Our handle is #2BLKGirls, #1Rose.
And send us an email. We love reading them. Yay. And we'll shout you out. Our email is #2BlackGirls, #1Rose@gmail.com.
Yep. We'll be back tomorrow for Winter Games.
God, we'll be back tomorrow. Bye, guys.
Bye.